It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station.
The acronym YOLO has gotten a new lease on life with the YOLO flip.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Howdy, Ann.
Hello.
Now, for those of us who don't recognize YOLO, what's it mean?
It is an acronym for You Only Live Once, which was cool, I hear from students, a couple of years ago. Not so cool anymore, but suddenly now in 2013, there is the YOLO flip, which is a snowboarding term, and it was coined by Yuri Podlachikov, known as iPod, a Swiss snowboarder who landed, and here's the technical term for the move, a cab double cork 1440.
I could do that.
And because he landed it at the X Games, he got to name it, and he named it the YOLO flip.
Now, if you have ever watched the Winter Olympics, you're probably familiar with a lot of words that otherwise wouldn't be part of our vocabulary, like the Lutz, not to be confused with klutz.
The Lutz, an ice skating move named, we think, for Gustav Lussi, a Swiss figure skater. The Salchow, which is another figure skating move, also named for a Swedish figure skater who invented it. So if you invent a move, you might get to name it with your own name. As I was thinking about the Winter Olympics, I started thinking about the verb to medal, which feels new to me, as in the U.S. medaled in 12 events.
And we're speaking M-E-D-A-L.
We are. And I thought, but is it really new or am I just imagining that? And it's not as new as I thought it was. It first shows up as a verb in the mid-19th century to mean to confer a medal, so a king or the army could medal someone. And then in 1865, it shows up to mean to win a medal, to win a first, second, or third place.
What about words like slalom? I just like saying slalom. Where's that come from?
There are a good number of Scandinavian words to describe the winter sports, so including ski and slalom. Luge is a Swiss word. Mogul is a German word.
I think you have a lot of time to think of these things if you're shut in all winter long, right? Here's one, curling. Where did that come from? It looks nothing like curling.
Except that if you look at the movement of the curling stone, it curls.
No, it doesn't. It barely moves.
It does move. It moves over what are called the pebbles. Before the competition, they spray the ice with water and it freezes into these little pebbles, which allows the curling stone to move more easily and it will curl.
You're fascinating, Anne. Nobody else I know knows all this stuff. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rena. Enjoy the Winter Olympics.